Hello and welcome to the You Stop You podcast, the show designed to fortify your mindset and empower your life, and where you can get your weekly IV drip of positive influence and impact. I'm your host, Scott Rasmussen. In today's episode, we'll talk about getting where you want to go. That's all next, so here we go. Have you ever spent time in the water, whether that's like in a lake or in a stream, in a river, generally in some type of moving water? And if you've been in the water and were treading water, if that's really all you're doing, then what you'll quickly find out is that, yes, you will go somewhere. You're going to go exactly where the stream is going, or where the current is taking you, or where the tide takes you. But that simply just won't do, because we really need to just choose. If we're not going to choose, that is a choice. And treading water will definitely take you not in the direction you're most likely want to go. If you think about progress and what it actually means, there's four parts to progress. So the first part is preparation. If you think about learning another language, you'll spend a lot of time learning, like for example, in Spanish, conjugation and practicing the different forms of the different words. There's a lot of preparation that goes into it. The second part of progress is sacrifice. Obviously, it takes time. Anything that you want to do in life that is worthwhile, you're going to have to sacrifice your time to accomplish that. Think of a piano player, if you will. The many hours upon hours of sacrificed time that it takes to get good at that. That takes a lot of effort and a lot of sacrifice. So you have your preparation and you have your sacrifice. Then you have your endurance. So the piano player is a great example, because you can't just play, say, twice in 1 week and then never again and expect to be great. No, you have to have endurance and go week after week after week. If it's twice a week, you go twice a week. And as you continue to build up your endurance, you will get better. You will progress and gain that talent or become who you want to become. And then the last part of that is perseverance. So kind of related to endurance, but it's more than that. Endurance is continuing on and continuing to do what you know you should do, like taking those lessons week after week. But persevering is when it gets really hard. Let's say you're learning like Spanish, and then you're just having a super difficult time getting all the words together and saying them properly, and maybe you're not feeling well and everything at work is going horrible, and you still need to practice like for your 45 minutes tonight. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm going to persevere. I'm going to get this done. When you put those four pieces together, preparation, sacrifice, endurance, and perseverance, you will have progress and you will make it to where you want to go. When you plan your day, and I do this, and I put maybe five or six things sometimes on my day, if I know that I'm going to run out of time and I want to at least get something done, a lot of times I'll choose the minimum, right? I'll choose the one or two things that can barely get me by for the day for me to say I had a success, and then I know that tomorrow I can try to do better. Here's the challenge. Don't do the minimum each day. Simply try to do more. If you have a couple, two or three things on your list, and you knock those things out earlier in the day, say by 5 o'clock on a Saturday, take on one other small thing and get that additional thing done. When you do more than the minimum each day, you'll progress faster and faster towards your goal, and you will feel that your time is very well spent. The other next thing I'd like to mention is how, and I found this recently on a Chinese fortune cookie message, and those are always interesting, but it said, courage is a decision. And I just love that quote, because really it is just a decision. It's a decision to go out there and to experience things. Sometimes if you go to a restaurant, you have the same thing over and over and over again, it's going to be okay if you try something new. That takes a little bit of courage. I was reading in, have you ever done random inspiration in a dictionary where you just open up the dictionary and read it for a few minutes? I did that recently. And in this dictionary, which is the Webster's 9th New Collegiate Dictionary, I read down the letter, down the G letters, and got to the word get up. Okay, it's kind of a two word. There's a bunch of different words. There's get on, get out, and then it comes to get up. And what I love about this, the definition that it lists in here on get up, on the fourth definition, it says to create in oneself. And then in parentheses, it says, for example, cannot get up the courage to tell them. So in life, we need to get up. We need to get up and do those things that we maybe don't want to do. And when we exhibit that courage, that's that great decision that we're making to move ahead and to move forward. There's Sonia McDonald had some excellent everyday acts of courage that she does. And I just wanted to read a few of hers briefly today. She says, for my 15 everyday acts of courage, they are saying sorry, being yourself and owning it, taking responsibility and accountability. And I think about this and think of, you know, you're the one that got yourself here due to your choices. The next one's keeping your commitments and making goals. Having a voice and saying no. Sometimes you do say no. Sometimes if you're overscheduled or other things happen, you just got to say no. Let go and forgive. Courage to grow and learn. Courage to listen and be present. I heard a story of a friend once where every time she went to the store and she stood in line, and there was like maybe a 5 or 6 minute line, immediately she would open up her cell phone and she would begin to scroll through the news stories and check for messages and just really be engaged with her cell phone. And it was really just a habit. Every time she was in any type of a line, out would come the phone. She had the thought one day to just simply put the phone away just for those 5 minutes. And so she went to the store one day and that thought came. She was going to get her phone out, and then she said, nope, I'm going to keep it in my purse. So for the next 5 minutes, she just looked around. She looked around and the people in line, and there was an older gentleman in line here. And the next on her list is courage to help others. And she mentioned that, you know, I really didn't even know what to say to this gentleman other than to notice that he was buying cat food, cans of cat food. And she says, my goodness, looks like you're buying cans of cat food. And the older gentleman says, yes, the weather's getting really nasty, and I really don't want to have to go out in the bad weather and come and get any additional cat food for my cat. I really just want to take care of it now. And then he just paused for a second, and he looked at her and said, you know what, I've never told anyone this, but today's my birthday, and I just wanted to let you know that. And this woman felt so happy in her heart that she was able to just have a brief conversation with someone. And she obviously wished him happy birthday and hoped that he was having a great day. But she made an impact in someone's lives. And sometimes we have to listen and be present in the moment that we're in, and then reach outside of ourselves for a second and help others. And when we do that, we actually grow and we can get closer to the goals that we set up. The last five that she had on her list is to remember that courage is love, to practice gratitude, to choose happiness, make a decision to do this. You have your half empty or half full cup. Try to have a half full attitude and focus on the good. Learn from your mistakes, embrace the small things, and the final one on her list is to love yourself and accept your imperfections, and to be your own best friend. So in conclusion today, as you think about getting to where you want to go, remember that you choose your direction in life. Don't just be like treading water in the middle of a stream. You're going to go somewhere. It's most likely not going to be where you want to go. You've got to make a decision, be intentional, because if you don't choose, then that is a choice, and you're going to go somewhere else where you don't want to go. Remember what true progress is. It's preparation, it's sacrifice, it's endurance, and it's perseverance. Also remember, don't just do the minimum each day. And of course, remember that courage is a decision. If you do these things, you will get to where you want to go in life. My hope is that you'll do that. And until next week, that you will be unstoppable.